Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. It is 3 o'clock on the Hurricane Center's official clock on the wall. Got the latest information on Tropical Storm Isaias. Winds are still 65 miles an hour, moving north-northwest at 9 miles an hour. So starting off with your update with the radar here, the center of the circulation right about here, moving north-northwest at 9 miles an hour. But over to the right side, over to the east side, you got this large band of convection. Notice it's also rotating. Both of these areas rotating, and that means the storm is tilted, seeing the different levels of that rotation. So it continues to move northward, but despite the shear causing that tilt, it's still strong. We still have tropical storm force winds. Most of that is offshore. However, in these rain bands, you're getting heavy rain and at times tropical storm force wind gusts, some even higher, 40 to 50 on our wind gusts and some of these rain bands. You're going to have to watch for that. This will all be pushing up northward and impact the southeast U.S., the mid-Atlantic, and also the northeast. Now let's check out that actual track map and really kind of see where it'll be headed. There's a couple things that I definitely want to show on here. So this is the current location here. You got the tropical storm force winds out to the right-hand side or the east side. If you draw those winds with time at each location, you can kind of get an idea where the winds are going to be with time. You're right around that center and also mainly to the right. So with time, we're thinking getting real close to the South Carolina coast. This is 8 p.m. Monday, so Monday evening, getting close to the coastline here and then moving inland over North Carolina, Virginia, and then over to portions of New Jersey and New York. So some of these areas are going to see these tropical storm force winds, heavy rainfall, and very, very damaging situation when it comes to the saturated soils, and also get some of those falling trees and power outages. So let's look at some of the preparedness that we need to look for. When do we need to be ready? We'd like to see the arrival of tropical storm force winds. That's really the time it's too dangerous to be outside. So already seeing those winds in Florida today off the coast, and then with time off the Georgia coast by tomorrow, and northward pushing into the Carolinas by Tuesday. So if there's preparedness from the Carolinas up through the mid-Atlantic all the way to the northeast, that needs to be all taken care of on Tuesday, because the winds will be moving in by Tuesday morning, reaching the Carolinas into Virginia. So that's the wind that we're expecting, and there's also the impacts of the water. Water is historically the most dangerous part of these tropical systems going back in history, and it's going to be some rainfall. Some of these areas getting 4 to 6 inches of rain, some more, some isolated amounts, especially in those rain bands, especially in those the core of the storm and the right-hand side. As a result, the Weather Prediction Center has put portions of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia in a moderate risk of flash flooding. So a dangerous situation in those areas on the way. And on top of that, remember, you can have the winds and that rain. So it's a combination of dangers there. And also, well, the storm surge, large area of a slight risk of flash flooding as well. So something we need to watch out for, the mid-Atlantic all the way to the northeast, potential for some of those dangerous rains and flash flooding that could occur. So really dangerous to be on the road, rivers and creeks, and the storm surge. We're going to be watching that as well as we go north. So barrier islands, listen to those local officials and stay safe. So we're going to keep looking at the latest information, Tropical Storm Isaias, from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.